Lawn care tips for the fall. We're visiting today with Doug Soldat, Extension Turfgrass and Urban Soil Specialist, Department of Soil Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb. Doug, we've had a lot of rain and flooding across the state. How does this excessive water affect lawns?
Well, the good news is it probably won't have a long-term negative effect for most areas. So our main grass in the state, Kentucky bluegrass, can handle relatively long periods of time of being submerged, which will give the water time to drain away, and then the grass, even if it's damaged, will usually grow back.
Is there anything that would indicate a damaged lawn?
There's no cutoff for the length of time the grass can tolerate. It depends on the soil conditions, the condition of the grass when it became flooded, the temperature of the water, you know, the amount of sunshine. So a lot of things can influence it. But if your grass that has been underwater is black and soft and mushy, it's likely not coming back. But if there's any hint of green or white in the canopy, it's likely going to grow back just fine.
What are some things that people can do now in the fall to work on their lawns?
Yeah, that's right. So most people, this time, they're sick of doing lawn maintenance, but it's actually the best time. It's the best time to put down a fertilizer to thicken the grass up and get it ready to go into winter and be ready to green up next spring. It's the best time to control weeds, and it's also the best time to reseed and to grow grass in some of the thin areas. So those are all things that you should be thinking about now up until the end of September.
And as far as mowing lawns, people should keep doing that?
Yes. Mowing is the most important practice we do to our lawns, and good mowing practices can make a world of difference in how nice your lawn looks. So the recommendations are to mow as high as possible, 3-3.5 inches with a sharp mower blade, and don't remove more than a third of the tissue at a time. If you're scalping the lawn or you're removing a lot of tissue, it's bad for the lawn.
So leave grass clippings on or bag them?
Definitely leave your grass clippings on the lawn. It serves as equivalent to a fertilizer application. If you take them off, you're removing nitrogen from the system.
What should people do about the leaves that fall in their lawns?
Yeah, that's a good point. So especially for shady areas where the trees are, fall is one of the few times that shady areas have to absorb the light. So get those leaves off the grass itself, and then the sun will penetrate through the trees, you know, that have lost their leaves and give the turf sunshine it needs to make sugars and build a deeper root system. If you leave the leaves on the grass, it's even worse than shade because the sunlight doesn't reach the blades.
So what about mulching leaves?
You can mulch your leaves instead of removing them. You can mulch them into the canopy, and some research from Michigan State has been showing that if you do that, it actually reduces your weed populations as well. So that is probably the best way to go.
We've been visiting with Doug Soldat, Extension Turfgrass and Urban Soil Specialist, Department of Soil Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb.